And finally, to Spectre. Director Sam Mendes' second Bond adventure may not be on par with its franchise-beating predecessor, and yet it was still on target in delivering a more classic set of Bondian and spy-fi themes, themes which its worldwide audience had come to expect from the seemingly indestructible franchise. Earth-encircling locations in Mexico, London, Rome, and Tangier, spectacular stunts, laugh-out-loud smart-ass one-liners, especially those delivered by Ben Whishaw's scene-stealing Q, and a plot of impossible intrigue, which at first may seem too sci-fi, and yet is actually alarmingly accurate about our brave new world of surveillance technology, intrinsically sinister and infinitely corruptible. After all, in the words of Lord Acton, a British historian of the late 19th and early 20th centuries, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Bond also squares up to a superb supervillain in Christoph Waltz's Franz Oberhauser. Oberhauser, a nominal relative of a character from the original Fleming story of Octopussy, is introduced as a shadowy silhouette from his and Bond's shared childhood, but later becomes Blofeld, the mysterious mastermind behind Spectre. With Waltz's Teutonic vowels and camp but menacing manner, Oberhauser is a textbook Bond baddie, one of the many nostalgic elements that make Spectre so spy-fi.